The first responder net will begin in 10 minutes.
USR node 4275 in South Wales, New York.
The first responder net will begin in 5 minutes. The first responder net will begin in 1 minute.
This is the NY1 US USR node 4275 in South Wales, New York.
NY1 US, UKO portable.
K2 DSP. Anybody waiting for the first responders net? We're having some technical difficulties we're trying to get resolved.
This is the NY1 US USR node 4275 in South Wales, New York.
K2 DSP. Is there anyone there for the first responder net? Due to technical difficulties, we're postponing it until next week. This session of the net will be closed then. K2 DSP clear.
And the WP2KAO and the KC2KOO repeaters and the LRS system. You can access the net remotely most times, echoing node 78007 and all star nodes 590220. And there's a full list of access points on the website, https://85regunet.tdns.net/first responder. Check out the other nets on the repeater, the 85regunet, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, newbie net. 20-30 hours on Thursdays, Renegs and Hands, Saturdays at 19:30. We'd like to thank everybody behind the scenes for making it possible. Tim, Dave, Norm, NY1US. Hope everybody has a safe and happy weekend, and we'll return the receiver back to normal use.
N2BH.
This is the NY1 US USR node 4-2-0-6-7-5 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KOL mobile.
KC2UWB. Listen.
KD2AWB, KC2KOL Mobile. Good evening, name is Dave. How are you?
Doing good here. We ended up closing the net early because I think Tim's having some internet problems, it sounded like, earlier in the week, and I'm not sure if those entirely resolved. So people were not able to get in, but seems like everything's reconnected now.
Yeah, it sounds like the packet loss issues are still on the 85 node, unfortunately. So it was good this morning. Popped back on yesterday, but it was good. Morning was good, but definitely I can even tell by your audio coming in there that there's been a loss on that node link. So, well, that's too bad. Well, hopefully, I know there's a fix in the works there, and hopefully get that swapped over sooner or later.
In South Wales, New York.
Yeah, I was going to say, once I move, because I might be moving out of Rochester area a little further south, depending on where I wind up, I might have to go to the theater to get something in and... Or at least I can steer up that way. At least keep up my node a little bit more. But so I can actually use the radio, because I don't know what repeaters are down there, but I'm not sure how far south some of these repeaters reach.
Yeah, well, I know 444.95 is going to get linked back in. That's down in Canada, so that covers pretty far south of Rochester there, so it might be an option there for you.
Oh, yeah, Canada. Yeah, I forgot about that repeater. Is that our wrestling team, or is that EchoLink or All-Star?
I don't know what they're going to be using for the linking. I think that I want to say they're going to do RF linking back to A5, but it might be All-Star. I don't know. I don't know. I just didn't ask Jimmy what they were up to there with it. So, but I know that at least getting that one that repeater replaced and linked back in is on the roadmap.
I was going to say that would make an interesting redundancy if you could get an RF link repeater that, and then tell All-Star, if not this, then that. It'd be an interesting ultra-redundant system to avoid making the RF link.
Yeah, well, I mean, the repeater itself is going to be RF, and then it's back to A5. Yeah, I'm not sure. Not sure what that's going to look like, you know. RF linking backhaul is always good if you can do it, but, you know, logistical issues, you know, the internet works as well, except when the internet's got a problem, so that's why I'm over in Buffalo, and was looking to try to RF link into A5, but from either one of my sites, I don't have a clean path to A5, so for me, internet linking is the option.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, if you have to almost link that via, like, 6 meters or 10 meters or something weird, because it's not like, oh, I can link you via 2 meters. You have to have one heck of a antenna and hope that conditions are good. I mean, maybe you're looking groggy, but then you're still getting direct from the mercy of propagation. But, no, it was... it's definitely interesting to see how people link their systems and everybody builds their systems. And I know my system's built differently than most, and then everyone else needs to build theirs their own way.
Well, that's the whole thing. There's more than one way to get it done. It's just, some of it's personal preference, some of it's logistics, and, that's the whole thing. So, hey, I'm going to hop out of here. I just looked at the clock on the car here with the family, and really, I didn't hear a net, so I was kind of curious what happened there, but... I'm going to say 7-3, wish you a good night there, and you have a great weekend. Casey, you got your well mobile with the players.
Well, it's good to talk with you here. Hopefully we can talk again sometime. This is KB2 UWB, and I'll be listening.
NY2 US mobile.
But NY2 US, this is KB2 UWB.
KB2 UWB, NY2 US. Not sure how long I'm coming in here. I'm on the other end of the tower, but here she's okay.
Somehow I made it into Echolink. It's dropping a few packets here and there, but it seems to be a little more stable. We closed the net early tonight because everything was down, so we couldn't get into to anything. I think we got like 2 check-ins or 3 check-ins.
Are you on Echolink now?
Yeah, I'm on Echolink through WB2KO-R, and it's seeming to work fairly well. There is some packet loss, but whenever the auto connect goes, I think it's like 58, right around that time when the auto connect went for the net, I think Echolink decided to log itself back on. So it, the Echolink node became re-logged in. So we tried it, and then it timed out again, and for now it seems to be up again. So I don't know.
That's what I was wondering. So... said it was down and now you're back in. there's a lot of things going on. I think it's, they got a bad router there. That location where the link radio is. We're going to try to work around that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, my note is so bad, I actually took it right off air. I actually fell right down. I'm like, I'm just going to take it off air for a little bit. Because I have something with my internet connection. Does not play nice with Echolink. Might be the proxy server I have to run it through, because I have green light. But I have to, I keep having to, feel like losing packets all the time, and I'm like, yeah. I either have to run a cable, which isn't really a great idea, but I'm also moving by the end of the year, so I'm like, I'll just leave it till I move and set it up at a new place and build it how I meant it to be. As a micro duplex repeater.
Okay. Well, the fact that you're a green light means nothing because the routing has begun in your router. The port forwarding has begun in your own personal router. But you have to set port 5198-5199 for incoming on your own personal home router, and then it should work fine. That's a virtual proxy.
I tried that, but green light does something very interesting. At least in this area, there's like a router on their side and also links like a bunch of different houses together. So they do that. I forgot what it's called, but it's basically they cram that in to be able to shove even more traffic through. But it's kind of like what cell carriers do too. So sometimes like cell carriers, you have to do the proxy or the relay on if you're using Echolink on your phone with cellular data.
Because
I just happen to have this web server that used to run my website that I don't use anymore sitting and available that I was already paying for. I'm like, eh. Why not make it the proxy server? Because I like to keep it around. I use it for storage now. But it's a nice, might as well run a proxy server off it too. Because it has good internet connection.
If your router has a wire jar for VPN, just create an account at 44.net ask for a tunnel, and it'll give you the configuration file for your router. And that's it. Your router will always pull up a 44 net public IP. You got it.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that too, because that would be interesting. And then I'd still end up probably paying for the server, because it's just so useful to have that dedicated Linux machine out in the middle of nowhere that I can use as needed. But and maybe I'll get around to doing another website again. But it's a nice, something that's nice to have other options too.
PTS is very nice to have. It becomes very handy to do some things there with that. What kind of resources do you have as far as memory and storage?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you what I have for memory and storage, just that it's never been a problem. A lot of it, it's really just like photo backups. It's not a huge, it's not like giant, massive files. It's just enough, just enough that I can't keep them all on my Google Drive. For Google Drive, without complaining.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I bought a Google Plus package this year with got Gemini Pro and stuff on it, and I think it gave me a couple terabytes of storage on Google Drive and official accounts, family accounts, so it was 99 bucks for the year, and I got the half price. I don't know whether I get that deal or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I know, they're good, but I'm paying Apple for their extra storage, so I figured I don't really want to pay Google as well, so I have the one. I can send everything to it. I can get to it without bothering, you know, either of them. And it worked pretty well. And are you still, you said you were working on programming Motorola for US stuff?
Yeah, I haven't had time to do anything. I've been really tied up in projects. Family, just left the grandkids and son in law and an evening out tonight, left their house. And I'm working on some VPN projects and stuff with the fire departments. It's about the Motorola radio and a PC, the programming PC, and the cables I'm going to sit down and pick the cable in the garage.
But hey, I mean, the Motorola, that's why I throw the stuff I've gotten. I just have the radio. The guy who gave it to me has the programming stuff for it as well. Or access to programming stuff. Not entirely sure. He did say he can program it. So I'm guessing he just has access to programming equipment. But it'll be interesting because I haven't worked a lot with Motorola. I've worked with the Harrises, but not the Motorolas. And you know, I like to use the Motorolas better than the Harrises, personally. Given the Harrises that I've used, I think that's a 2G75 or something like that versus the any of them, the new Motorola series, not the next, but the one that everybody uses now, the Motorola, is slightly big difference.
Yeah, the APX. Yeah. Well, that's another animal. That's a totally different APX software programming schema, totally different than the XPS. So, and the Harris is another animal, totally different. Yeah, just don't have the time to do a lot of stuff here. One thing at a time, and I'll just throw it. It was not on the top of my priority list. But that's interesting that she had
the XPS
on a 700 band.
Yeah, I think she's talked to his ham radio up in the, up anywhere close to trunking level, like 900. I was even shocked there was a 900 band. I'm not surprised if there would be not an 800 segment, since they seem to want to use that for trunking for everybody. But it's kind of shocked to find a 900.
Well, it's a conventional 900 out there. There's one or two repeaters in Monroe County, and I don't think they're on the air anymore because there's nobody to talk to, so. My folks are the repeaters.
Yeah, I figured I might as well. I mean, it's also a free radio that is still in my lap, so I'm not going to, you know, not going to say no to it. But I'll see what I can do with it. I know there are some systems around that still use Astro, some older systems that I could probably listen to. And then seeing what comes of that, and maybe it'll give me some insight into my scanner that's supposed to do phase one, both E25 and Astro. So maybe it'll give me some insight into why that's not scanning that way. Last I knew, when I talked to the Radio Center folks, that they simulcast phase one and phase two from Monroe County.
Yeah, well, fire is using phase one. Law enforcement, everybody else is for that.
mainly into the visual repeaters and stuff, and for fire ground, and it sounds a lot better. Phase 2 on it.